You don't even know how awesome it is. You know, I tell you, I know you guys kind of see us and the leaders. We come here every Wednesday, and we kind of prepare for launch for you guys and stuff. And you kind of may look at us that we kind of set this up, and I hope that the leaders and stuff that we're a blessing to you guys as we kind of pour into you. But let me tell you, as I'm sitting back there with our leaders and we're worshiping with you guys are such a blessing to us. Like, to watch you guys up there worshiping and getting into the Holy Spirit and feeling God's presence and just giving praise back onto Him. To watch people like your age, like, getting that concept, you don't even know. You guys are way ahead of the ball game, way ahead of the ball game. And if you can imagine what God is doing for you guys right now and where that's going to take you guys, it is an amazing thing to be excited about. So listen, that was just awesome. But coming off of such an awesome worship, listen, when we're in worship and when we're kind of praying, God talks to us, right? We have a personal relationship through that prayer and that time that God can talk to us. And I'm going to bring Veronica up here. She came back and a word kind of came to her a little bit, and a little thing that she kind of wants to share with you guys. So please, be good listeners and take this for the message she's going to give you.
Well, today in one of my classes, somebody was sitting at my desk, and she took this copy of my favorite book, and she put it under everything else she was doing, and by the end of class, it was all the way on the other side of the room. And I feel like sometimes, we do that to God. We put Him under our situation. We put Him under our schoolwork, and, we let everything else take a hold of our lives, and God goes to the wayside, and by the time we realize we come to church again, we realize that He's all the way over there, and we're here, and we're focusing on our situation, and we're focusing on everything else but God, and you just need to cling to God, because He will never fail you. It's not God who fails us in our situations, it's we who fail God. He was always there, and if you walk away, it's not God's fault. You just need to come running back, and He's right there, always, waiting for you.
Awesome. That was great. Thank you. Guys, if you guys could just bow your heads. I know this is a little different, but that's all right. I like changing things up a little bit. I'm just going to kind of pray to seal that in you guys. Father God, right now, as each young person here has heard this message, this testimony, this word, Father God, I pray that you just, as we go through tonight, Father God, that you just help them to examine this in their hearts, in their minds, in their spirits, Father God. And if this is something that any person here is struggling, Father God, I pray that they surrender this over to you and that they know that word right there that Veronica is saying, that you are right there, God, waiting for you, for them to come back to you, that you are right there in any moment, just ready for them to kind of come back to Him, even if at times we do put you to the wayside, Father God. So I pray that for each and every person that's going through that you bring that to mind, that you bring that to heart so that they can come back and know that you are waiting there with open arms for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was awesome. Really, really awesome. All right, guys. Well, continuing into that, tonight we're going to be talking about practical discipleship. Sounds intense. Practical discipleship. And listen, what we're going to do is going to be a little bit change. For the next about 9 minutes, you guys are going to get me kind of starting us out on this as we're going to go through. But we want to definitely get you guys connected with your small groups more. Small groups is a great thing. It's awesome having you guys here. It's awesome doing worship, and I love sitting here and speaking to you guys and sharing God's message to you guys. But also, small groups is where we got to connect. So what we're going to do is I'm going to kind of start this message off, and then we're going to break into our small groups. Tonight, I want to make sure that we kind of solidify that up. So when I finish up, don't just kind of take off on me. Hang out here. We're going to get those groups solidified up a little bit more so that you guys know who your leader is, who you're connected with. And we're going to continue that message, not from me speaking to you guys, but from your small group leaders, working with you guys on that message. And we're going to kind of continue into that. So hopefully it should be a fun and exciting night for you guys. So, practical discipleship. Discipleship. I'm getting a hum on these speakers. I think I'm going to come up here, even though I usually don't do this, but I think this might be a little bit better. So, discipleship. I was trying to look up, I like trying to get for you guys like a definition, a term for discipleship. And I wish I had like a stand here too, but I don't.
Trust these things.
minutes and 30 seconds he's coming up here due for me to do a demonstration with him. So he's just getting warmed up. So I don't, you know, I was trying to find you guys a definition, and so I went on Google, which I don't always really recommend this. So don't take this like this is something that we should always be doing. But I went on Google to run through some definitions to try to find something for you guys that was really good for discipleship. And I found this definition, and I loved it. And I think it's pretty good. It says, Christian discipleship is the process by which disciples, that's us, right, grow in the Lord Jesus Christ and are equipped by the Holy Spirit, I think that's important, who resides in our hearts to overcome the pressures and trials. Zach, I'm still getting it, man. Are you up there still? Yeah, I feel like I'm going to blow out a speaker soon. It's like coming back. I don't know if you want to cut me down a little bit. Thank you. So, equipped by the Holy Spirit who resides in our hearts to overcome the pressure and trials of present life and become more and more Christian life. So that discipleship, what does that mean? That's growing in Christ. Right? That's what we are. We are all disciples learning to grow in Christ. And we're going to look at three ways that we grow in Christ. All right, one by me and two by your small groups. I'm going to talk to you guys about informally how we grow, which I think is super, super important. Then in your small groups, you're going to talk about instructionally how you grow and how through imitation that you grow. So I'm going to focus on informally. Informally. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7 says this. Hear, O Lord, and I don't have it up there for you guys, I'm sorry. The Lord our God, the Lord is the one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Right, that's super important. Right, that's the main commandment thing there. And these words, and I command you today, shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Wait. How should we do it? Did it say you should learn this every Wednesday in launch only? And if you're lucky enough, Sunday morning at Redeemer. No, it doesn't say that. This is pretty interesting, right? It doesn't say anything about church in here at all. Well, we'll come back to that. It says, you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on your way, when you're lying down. I mean, at bedtime, I got to be doing this stuff. When you rise in the morning. See, a lot of times we start thinking that when we have to learn things, you know, we kind of have this, we're kind of like ingrained with how do we learn. And how do we learn? I think you guys will kind of get an image. How do you learn? Well, you learn like, you might picture like a college or your school, right? And that's how you learn. You think of sitting at a desk and some, you know, old teacher sitting there and like lecturing you and then giving you homework. And we think like that's how we should learn. Now, that's called instructional learning. You guys are going to talk about that in your small groups. That does have a place. Right, you guys do. We need the instructional stuff. But also, one of the most important ways is that we informally learn all the time. We are not just Christ-like on Sunday mornings. All right, you don't just learn about Jesus just on launch nights. This is not the only place that should be happening. To be truly Christ-like, to truly walk in the relationship that we were meant for, it has to be happening all the time. It's not just here. It's not just when you're in these things. But see, this is what happens. We, and men do this big time. This is definitely a man thing, so I'm glad I got a lot of guys over here. It's called we compartmentalize things. All right? Compartmentalize. Really good word. And listen, there's a good thing for that. This is like when I go to work, right? I'm Jeff at work, and I do my work stuff. All right, Casey? Work Jeff. She sees me there. All right, I'm that person. And then when I come to launch, I'm kind of launch Jeff. And then when I go home, I'm daddy Jeff, right? And, you know, so we kind of have these different roles that we are in, and we compartmentalize. I try not to have them cross over, right? Sometimes when Jeff goes to work, and I'm talking to myself in the third person. When Jeff goes to work and I have like a bad day, and then I like bring that home to my wife, right? That's not a good thing, right? We go home, Mr. Gardeski knows what I'm saying, and we pay for that when we have a bad day, and then we go home and take it out on the family, right? We can't do that. So we compartmentalize things. And guys, we really do this. This is like a guy thing. Like when it's football, like we just fixate on football, and we see nothing else that's going on. People can be talking to us from left and right, and we know nothing on it. We've been remodeling our house, which has been a very long and tedious procedure. And so our kitchen and dining room, I tiled. I like to tile. Do you guys know what tiling is? You know, you put down those square blocks on the ground and fit them all together. I love tiling. So we had like a certain window that I had to get this tiling done. So being the man I am, I went into tiling mode. So I've been tiling for nights on end. I'd work all day, go home, and then tile till like 9 o'clock at night, and then fall asleep. And I kept doing this. Well, all of a sudden, one of the days, my wife had to go to work. And when she goes to work, she works till 7 o'clock at night. And so then I went home, pick up the kids from school, and then I would go home and tile. Now, the first time I did this, I'm still compartmentalized. I am in tiling Jeff mode. So I go home, and I tile, and I tile, and I tile until my wife gets home at 8 o'clock. And she comes home, and she calls me over, and she's like, Jeff? I'm like, yes. And she goes, did you feed dinner to the kids? No, you told me to tile. I have to get this tiling done. It is 8 o'clock. Did you help the kids get their homework done? No, I didn't do any of that. Actually, did you even see the bedrooms and living room and the fort they set up and the snack wrappers that are all over the place and the Nerf gun bullets that are all over and the entire house that was trashed? I can't do all that. I have to tile right now, Kira. All right, and this is really what happened. So I had to learn that even though on nights when Kira was working, I was tiling, I had to still not just be tiling, I had to also play dad mode as well. But see, we often compartmentalize things like that. And so it's very easy to compartmentalize and be Christ-like when we're here at church. It's great, right? We throw the, and I didn't do it this time, maybe specifically, we throw the Bible verses right up on the screen for you. Some amazing young launch speaker stands up here who just has like the best style in the world that's credited to my wife. And you're just completely fixated on the amazing message that he's giving you, right? We set it all up, so it's easy to come here and do that. We have an amazing worship, which is so awesome. These are all things we need. But however, church was not meant. Our mission through God is not meant just to be in these walls, right? It's meant to go on from here. And so discipleship has to happen everywhere, not just here. We need to learn to live, to breathe it, to have it at all times, to seek Christ at all times. You know, the other day, you know, a lot of times your parents, adults, we have to make like really intense decisions. You know, my wife and I are up and we're talking about decisions that we have to make financially and for the family and all the crazy things that grown-ups have to make. But when we do those things, you know, sometimes we forget and other times we have to come back to be disciplined to know that we need to seek God in all those situations and in all those things because we need to be living it, breathing it, seeking it at all times. As we go through, it's not just here. How are you gonna activate your faith? How are you gonna remember what Christ tells you to do things in school? You know, when we don't have all these supports, you have to be practicing and learning and growing everywhere you go. Ben, come on over here. Let's see what we're gonna do. Maybe I'll have you come up front here. Yeah, we'll go up front here. I think this will be more interesting. I want you right here. Right here. Yeah, I think this will be more interesting. All right, let's see what we got here. I'm going to put this down. Right there. Right there. Dominique's not in here. I was going to have a guy. Okay. All right. So, let's see what I got here. All right. So, Ben is going to take his sneakers off for us. We're all going to do a smell check. Excellent. It's my wife's sleep mask. Don't tell her that she's using it. And I'm going to set up a series of obstacles.
She's using it.
Series of obstacles that our man Ben is going to walk through here with his mask on. This is the dad test. I'll explain it a little bit. You can't be looking at it. Let's see what things we got here. All right. How about some of these? Let's see. Let's see what else we have.
How about this?
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Where's Dominique? Oh, I need Dominique. Bring her down.
All right. Ben is up for the dad test right now. Ben navigate as he steps on these items
that he doesn't know because his mask is on. And as he goes through, he does have to step on him, Dominic. So,
all right. Dominic, you think this is too much?
Yes.
Has he had his tetanus shot in a while?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll leave that one. We'll leave that one there. All right. Bring him through, Dom. Let's see what we can do here. The dad test. Not weaving around it.
Watch out. Yeah, trusting it.
Oh, I had some nails.
Ow!
All right. Ben, I think, passed the dad test. Dominique, check that one off. I think you're getting ready to get married. Pretty good. Okay. This is an example of my night. How many of you guys ever, maybe you don't do it so much now, maybe you still do, or at least when you were a kid, used to wake your parents up in the middle of the night? Yeah, yeah. Well, this is what happens. My kids are still little, so they wake me up in the middle of the night. And they forget to clothe, they forget to put their stuff away. Even though I remind them all the time to put their stuff away, they still don't do it. And so, in the middle of the night, half awake at 2:30 in the morning, this is what I have to walk through as you step through things. There has been, I had a gash 2 weeks ago on my leg so bad because of a Hess truck that I stepped on while going down the stairs. About 4 years ago, I was going down to my basement with a whole bunch of things in my hand. And do you remember on Toy Story that like Fisher Price telephone on wheels? Yeah, well, that was sitting on the stair, which turned into a roller skate that put me on my back straight down our staircase. All right? These are the dad things we got to go through. And you know what? As much as I remind my kids over and over and over again to clean up, they don't do it. And so what should I do? Punish them? No. What I do is I keep reminding them and I keep going through. But see, this is how discipleship has to happen for us. You can't sometimes just come here on a Wednesday, get your fill, and you're good to go for the week. It's not going to work that way. We are all children to God. And as being that child, we have to be reminded. We have to be learning. We have to be growing in our faith all the time. Just like I sit there and tell my kids, we have to clean up. Take your dishes to the sink. Teach those good manners. They have to be reminded over and over again. We, to get those things imprinted in our heart, to be part of our spirit, to feel all those things that the Word promises us, we have to be learning those things over and over and filling that stuff all the time so that it becomes a part of our life, that it becomes a part of our habit, so that everything we do, every time you're walking into school and you have to deal with those things, you're putting on the armor that God provides for that. Every time you're dealing with a different situation or an issue, you're praying for those enemies. You're looking for God in those situations. Every hardship that you have to take on, you're knowing that God has promised and going through those things. The other day, I was going through a really particularly hard thing, and I didn't seek God on what I was doing. But the next day, I had finally gotten to work, and I was going through some stuff, and I finally was like, you know what? Where is God in this? Where I didn't even take a minute when I was dealing with these stresses to go through. And so this is my paper. I actually had it. It's sitting on my work desk. Casey, you have to come tomorrow and make sure I put it back on there, okay? All right. And what I just started to do, because I wasn't seeing God, is I just started putting these verses on there so that I could see them all day long and see them on there. Psalms 51:12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Jeremiah 29:11 through 13, this also hangs in my bathroom. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to hope in a future that will call on you and come and pray with me. Romans 8:11, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. Right? I had to keep filling those things in me as I was dealing with those turmoil. That's how discipleship happens. That's how we learn and grow informally all the time. All right, I'm going to end there for today, for this part of it. So that's the first part. It's going to be to be continued in your small groups. But hang out in your seats as we set that all up. All right, and we're going to get you guys to where you need to go. All right, hang on.